Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
We'll go to the window and get this.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, June the 11th. We're going to talk about trying to save some money today with our home cooling. We have Dave Mars with us, Columbia Water and Light. Good to have you here, Dave.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're almost summertime, but 10 days away from the official start of summer. And you want to talk about air conditioning today.
Might as well. There's been a day or two, I think, when people were already had to turn their air conditioner on.
But what's amazing is I turned the air conditioning on in May, and I also lit the fireplace in May. It was warm, and then I changed all the ceiling fans to summertime, and then doggone it, it got cold and had to switch them back and light the fireplace.
Well, just as long as you're not doing that at the same time. That's good.
But what have we got as far as the city
of
Columbia?
Well, you know, if you got an old air conditioner and you're in the Columbia Water and Light grid, we call it, we do have some low-interest loan programs available for you and some rebates.
Now, if you say if you've got an old air conditioner, like a central air conditioner, mm-hmm. you're talking about central air conditioner, which the old ones are not as efficient as the new ones today. But when you say old, how old are you talking?
How old? Oh, probably around 10 years, maybe be a good target date at that.
See, mine is 14 years old, but yeah. I thought I bought a high efficiency one. Is that still high efficiency by today's standards or not?
Probably so. They haven't changed a whole lot. You know, there's a different kind of refrigerant that they use now rather than right. the old type, the R22. So that's about the biggest difference in a way. They're pretty well made the same way, unless you get more sophisticated, you know, unique systems and stuff. But no, we're looking at a SEER 14. They're rated in SEER. That's the energy ratio, efficiency ratio. We're looking around a 14. A lot of these ones, I maybe say 10 years old, we're looking at maybe 10 to 12 SEER. So you can upgrade the efficiency and get a little more savings that way. Mm-hmm. You don't use the air conditioner that much, you know, 3 or 4 months out of the year. So even in a 10-year unit, you only got 30, 40 months on there. But that's not necessarily a time, well, it's 10 years, I need a new one. You let it run and see how it's doing. It's when you start to lose Freon and you know, the weather is just overcoming it. Because, see, most air conditioners only size for 92-degree outside air. Mm-hmm. Anything up above 92, they expect to be not a regular event. So the air conditioner will struggle. But like the weather we've had, 92 plus has been around many weeks. And so that's when that older air conditioner may have a lot of trouble keeping you cool.
Now, what if your air conditioner is also a heat pump and you're using it in the wintertime too? Are you is that better or worse for it instead of it just sitting there all winter?
Well, with the heat pump, and it's really site-specific, the heat pump, you really need to have a decent amount of ductwork. Because you're going to be moving low amounts of heat through the house, and you want it to be evenly distributed, so you've got to have good airflow. So too often, the homes are not set up with the proper ductwork to handle a heat pump. But if you do have a larger home, yeah, you get double use out of it that way.
Yeah, okay. So the city of Columbia has loan assistance
right.
to install a high-efficiency unit. What about Boone Electric?
Boone Electric has a program for customers who replace their systems with heat pumps. And it would be an air source heat pump or one of the ground source heat pumps. Mm-hmm. They have rebates for that and also special rates. So you can benefit both in the winter and, of course, in the summertime.
Right. With mm-hmm. Boone Electric, if you allow them to cycle your unit off in the summertime mm-hmm. when during peak alerts, and that's what I do, you get, I think it's a 5% discount on your electric bill in the wintertime.
Right. And they'll help you with the sizing and all that because you make sure that it's going to go take you down around 15 degrees because they also have a wintertime problem with their peak because everyone's on electric resistant furnaces.
Right.
So that's why
right.
they're going
but they
to
don't
be.
Cycle it off in the wintertime.
No.
Only the summertime. So Boone Electric and the City of Columbia, and I'm sure Howard Electric and
they have their own programs. I'm not familiar with them. For those of you in the listening audience who might be on Ameren, for their electricity, they have a $475 rebate. program for replacing your air conditioner. Now, I think that's I think the highest efficiency model. You know, it's way up there. You know, mm-hmm. so it comes down as you get a lesser unit.
Right.
But you can check with them on their website for their benefits.
Okay, so there's all kinds of assistance out there if you have to or if you want to replace your central unit with a more efficient unit. Now, let's talk about what Voluntary Action Center has also.
Right. We have, working with them, Boone Electric, air conditioner exchange program. This is for window units. And they can call up the Voluntary Action Center at 874-2273 for more information on this. But they need there's an income guideline of 200% below poverty level. They have to present an example of their paycheck, so we know what kind of level they are with income. And they have to just bring in an old unit that's on the Columbia Water and Light grid. And
only Columbia Water and Light?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I misspoke earlier. Exchange their old air conditioner for a brand new one, energy efficient, SEER 9 or so.
Good. Okay. All right. So if you want more information on that, the best thing to do would be call Voluntary Action Center.
Right.
And that's 874-2273.
Right.
Now, some of the things that we can do ourselves to make sure that our unit is operating efficiently is change the air filter. Check that air filter, right?
Yeah, I was going to bring you one of my dirty ones. They're too dirty to bring in.
Change the air filter and make sure that the coils outside are free of any dust and debris. See, you've told me this so many years
in
a row.
You should get students.
I know it.
Master
and also, you can hose off the fins of the unit, right?
Yeah, I try to keep them from getting dinged up with, you know, string trimmers and lawnmowers and what have you. You know, a lot of times if you're renting, you might want to take a look at this. Because a lot of times when they mow around those units, they're not particularly careful. So if you have a lot of fins that are smashed, it'll lower your efficiency, and you know, it's not good for the
units. Yeah. What I try to do at least once a month in the summertime is just go out there with a garden hose and hose it down real good and make sure those fins are clean.
Well, and especially with grass clippings. This time of the year when it's throwing grass all over the place, you just forget about it. You want to get the yard mowed and, you know, be darn where the grass is going, but might end up in the air conditioner.
If people want more information, Dave, or if they want some tips on how to save, they can go to www.gocolumbiamow.com and then click on what?
Conservation tips, something like that.
Conservation tips.
We have written ones. We also have old videos that we can that they can look at that will describe a lot of these programs.
Okay. If they want to contact you directly?
It'd be 874-7325. That's going to be Water and Light.
Okay. And Dave will be more than happy to pass information along. You go out and still do energy audits?
Sure enough.
With the city.
Yeah. And they also want to check out ColumbiaPowerPartners.com website, too. That gives the information on our low-interest loans.
Okay. Thank you very much. Dave Mars, Columbia Water and Light. Keep that air conditioner running efficiently. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, Val Gurman, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Have yourself a nice morning and afternoon. Bye-bye.